Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. In March, after a nationwide search, Matt Collinsworth was selected as the director of the National Music Museum in Vermilion. The museum houses some of the world's premier collections of musical instruments. Collinsworth brings with him an extensive resume, and he has said it's a distinct honor for him to be invited to join the staff. And he joins us now from the SDPB studios in Vermilion. Matt Collinsworth, thanks for being here.
I'm happy to, and good afternoon.
All right, and congratulations on joining us here in South Dakota. What has the transition been like for you?
The transition has been a busy one.
I can imagine.
With a renovation and expansion project beginning at the Carnegie Building and a new preservation research center being built off-site out on Highway 50. It's just a very, very busy time at the National Music Museum, but in a couple of years, it will all be very much worth it.
So what's it like to come? I mean, you know that you're coming in during a time of great transition. That's a challenge and an opportunity for you. How do you step into that as a leader and say, you know, this is somebody else's vision, and it took an awful lot to get to this point? You have that to carry forward, and then you also have your own, you know, skills and special things that you would maybe want to bring as well.
A lot of listening, a lot of learning in the early months, not with the staff, with our board, with other people in the community and in the field, taking in as much information as we can, working with both the staff and board to build good and open communications so that we're making the right decisions. And there are a few things, you know, most of the folks on staff are have deep expertise in musical instruments. I'm coming out of the visual arts field, so as we start to get into exhibition design and things like that, I've got some unique skills that I bring to be a part of the team. So, but everything has gone fantastically well so far, and I've really enjoyed my time at the museum and in Vermilion.
Tell us a little bit, as the museum is under construction, the collection, some of them are on the road. Tell us a little bit about some of the travels of the instruments themselves during this time.
Yes, we have a couple of different things going on where we're taking collection pieces out into the world. One's our pop-up museum exhibitions, small exhibitions that are at various sites around the region. We have some in spread around Vermilion. We have some in Sioux Falls, some in other places. We're taking a couple of two or three instruments out next week to the Black Hills Corporation headquarters in Rapid City. We're looking at some other sites to the north and to the west as well. In addition to those regionally geared activities, we're also preparing to send a number of our prized Italian instruments to Cremona, Italy in September, and that will be very exciting. Those will be on display at the museum in Cremona for more than a year, and I'm sure we'll be looking at other opportunities to keep the museum alive, both through those sorts of exhibition type programs, through educational programming, through events. We'll continue to do as much of that as we can during our closure period.
So the exhibition in Cremona is special for a number of reasons, but I can't get over the idea of the challenges of even shipping and coordinating that from an administrative perspective and from a collections and curation perspective. It has to be a little nerve-wracking, even though y'all know what you're doing.
it's always nerve-wracking. People ask me that all the time, having been in the field for nearly 20 years. What's it like to drive a truck or a van, or to transport something that's worth millions of dollars?
Yeah.
And you're careful, but you can't obsess about it. You transport it. You're used to doing this sort of thing. And, you handle it in the same way you would handle traveling with your children.
Right.
You're careful, you're aware, but not to the point of being obsessive about it. And thankfully, we're working with our partners in Italy who have a lot of experience. Our team has experience in this. We've sent instruments overseas before, so I'm sure everything will be just fine.
But when you hear those questions, it has to make you feel good, I would think, that people care so much. I mean, there's no carelessness people understand the value of the collection at this museum. They treasure it. They have ownership of it. Talk a little bit, if you will, about how a community can have ownership of people come from all over the world to see this museum, but yet, how do you integrate a museum in a community like Vermilion? What are the opportunities there to make that more, a part of that community tapestry?
Yes, and that's something we talk about regularly, how we can continue to build the relationships with our home community in Vermilion, how we can continue to build relationships throughout the region. And I think the way you do that, and Assistant Director Peggy and I were talking about this morning, being a welcoming, comfortable place, making sure we greet visitors in the most open way possible, providing excellent customer service. And then also, I've heard from a lot of members of this community in particular about things they would like to see at the museum in terms of children's and family programming, maybe some performance programming. So I'm always taking mental notes. We're always jotting those things down and discussing it. But with a place like the National Music Museum being located here in Vermilion, this is the type of facility that you would typically find in a much, much larger community. We have a world-class collection. We will soon have a world-class facility to match that. And we want to create opportunities for the community to use and experience both the facility and our exhibitions and our collection to the fullest extent.
Mm. How do you fully capitalize on partnerships or collaboration with the university? It's also unique in the sense that you're at the University of South Dakota campus.
There's lots of different opportunities to do that. As I came from another university-affiliated museum in Kentucky, and they're always looking for partnership opportunities, looking for connections. Let's say if we did a particular changing exhibition when the museum reopens, that look for those connections with not just the music department, but look to the history department, to the social work folks, whatever connections there are out there, and lots of connections with the sciences in terms of assessing the materials that instruments were made of. There's all sorts of opportunities to make those types of connections at an institution like USD, and we fully intend to explore those.
I heard a story on NPR not too long ago that was talking about incorporating 3D printing historic instruments to sort of recreate sounds. And so there's also an opportunity for tech and looking at some of the advances that we have in technology and how that might impact a collection like that at the National Music Museum.
Oh, absolutely. And Byron and Arian, two members of our team, have talked quite a bit about the potential that 3D printing brings. We don't necessarily want people playing Stradivari violin regularly, something that's just priceless. So what opportunities our offer by 3D printing to create a model of that to
right.
reproduce sound. There's also audio technologies that are constantly emerging that we'll explore. One of the conversations we were having this morning about the instruments that are going to Italy is we're in discussions with our partners over there about CT scanning of the instruments and other in-depth technological studies of them so they can find out and we can find out exactly how they were made, exactly how they were assembled, what sorts of materials and varnishes were used. Mm. So there are just innumerable opportunities in the STEM and the STEAM area that we can explore. And we plan to do that in our new exhibitions too.
Yeah. Well, is there a story that you think of the National Music Museum telling overall?
I think, you know, for me coming out from outside and we are working on developing these narratives as we head further into exhibition development. But, you know, this is a story, it's a very human story. It's something we can all relate to about music and the need to create and ingenuity and how we communicate and interact with each other. These artifacts that we have, these priceless musical instruments, they're all a part of that very human story that even if, like me, you're not a musical instrument expert or you're not a player, music means something to all of us. And I think at its root, that's why this collection and museum is so important to people, and that's the foundational level at which everyone can relate to what we do.
Yeah, it's still who we are today.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Matt Collinsworth, new director of the National Music Museum in Vermilion. I hope this is the beginning of a very wonderful friendship, and you'll join us here often. Thanks so much.
Thank you.